is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, so you have a time machine, and you can go back to any period that you want, and you can bring only one item with you.
Okay.
When do you go, and what do you bring? Good morning. Michael, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. Where are you going, and what are you bringing with?
I'm going back to Roswell, New Mexico, when the UFO crashed, and I'm going to bring a modern camera.
Okay. Do you think that would change how people think, though? Or are they going to think that you're the alien because you've got this high-tech video camera? And the next thing you know, you're getting probed.
My idea was that if I could see what actually happened is once I had my time machine, go back to my time and see if I could fill in the missing blanks.
Gotcha. I got you. Oh, so okay, do you think that actually aliens did land, though?
Well, I don't know, but there's a bunch of question marks, especially how the Air Force kept changing their story.
But this camera would help answer some questions.
Would it, though, or would it just cause more skepticism?
No, here's the problem. You bring that camera back, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait, there's no internet.
Oh, dang.
How am I going to upload this to Instagram? Yeah, I would just go back like 8 years ago and invent Instagram. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. Go to Facebook here. Paul said, the Ark of the Covenant.
Oof.
Let its disappearance be this huge mystery, and then just show up one day and be like, hey, it's been in my basement the whole time.
Don't open it. Your face is going to melt off,
It'll
man.
Melt off.
We've seen this movie.
Jessica said, let's be real. With inflation and rising housing costs, wouldn't it be great just to go back as far as you could and just buy as much prime real estate as possible? Like, you found gold in California. I just bought the entire West Coast for $19 in 1786.
A blanket.
Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You have a time machine. You get to go back to any era that you want, and you get to bring one item with you. What are you bringing, and what era are you going to? Karen joining us this morning here on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Karen?
Hey, what's up?
what time are you going to, and what are you bringing with?
I wouldn't go very far back. I would do the whole Back to the Future thing.
Ah, yes.
Just go back 3 years with all like the sportsbook winnings.
Only 3 years, though. You feel like you could make enough money in those 3 years?
Maybe 10. Well, every single day, all those bets. Like, that's a lot.
See, I was thinking, like, going back to the 80s. I would like to be my age in the 80s with that sort of knowledge, you know, just because this time, back then, social media doesn't exist. You could, like, kind of live a life of obscurity before the internet really took place.
Back in the good old days of the 80s, when you used to be able to abandon your family and move across the country and start a new one. Oh, how fun.
And no one can find
them. I didn't abandon them. I'm a traveling salesman who has several families in several cities.
Right. I just live in different coasts for different parts of the year. It's necessary. These vacuums don't sell themselves.
No, Dave. I'm selling Encyclopedia Britannica door to door.
The Cutco knives.
Yeah.
Karen, thanks for the call today. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
So going to the text line at 73100, and you can text us at any time. What about this one? I'll just go back to when Hitler was born and bring a pillow to smother him. Why are you going back to 1889 and bringing a pillow?
You don't kill Hitler as a baby. You kill Hitler as like a 20-year-old.
Just as he's starting to like really get
develop.
Going. Yeah, then you're like, sorry,
like
buddy.
Like the anti-Semitism.
You're done.
His hatred has manifested at that time. That's when you kill him. Not the baby. Don't kill the baby.
I would go back to January 12th, 2016, and I would bring the winning Powerball numbers.
Is that the biggest one ever?
Maybe. I guess.
Or did somebody else win that one as well? You got to pick one that somebody didn't win so you're not splitting the winnings.
I bet a lot of people would say they'd bring their cell phone like Mahoney, but there's probably no cell towers in whatever year that anyone would go back to. So I feel like the cell phone wouldn't work.
No, I wouldn't bring a cell phone. Come on.
No, you want to leave the cell phone at home.
It's such a vanity play, though, like when a new iPhone comes out to have the new iPhone.
Yeah.
I think I would just go back to like 2007. With a new iPhone.
The iPhone X. Or the XS.
Yeah, the iPhone XS. They're like, what is that thing? Be like, new model. Just came out.
The future. This is what's in my hands. Another iPhone play. I'd bring a modern-day battery to the dude who invented them in hopes that my iPhone wouldn't die halfway through the day.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, so you have a time machine. You get to go back to any period that you want. You get to bring one item with you. Jessica and Henderson said I'd go back to the mid-1700s in Ireland with my ancestry report so I could meet my ancestors and find out about my bloodline and my family history. I feel like that'd be really disappointing, though. You'd be like, oh, so all of you are just a bunch of drunk losers
because
do.
Because you think that, you think that your ancestors are like royalty and
noble. But who cares if they were? Like, what does it matter? That just means that somebody screwed up along the way, and here I am, a peasant. What the hell?
Well, then you go back in time.
You were a duke and a count, and now I'm a peasant?
Well, you go back in time, and you find that person who messed it up.
I'd rather just be like a middle-class dude in 2018 than like a king in the 1700s.
Really?
Because think about
it. Come on.
Well, really?
Off with his head. Pretty fun.
That gets
pretty
boring.
Fun, huh?
That gets boring after about six.
Yeah, and then they do it to you.
Yes, it would. What are you going to do? You got to travel anywhere takes multiple years.
That's true.
Like, you don't have wet wipes. You don't have Blistex.
Just like slow.
You don't have running water.
Slow walking tourists. Just off of his head.
I don't like him. I don't like how he was breathing.
You don't have air conditioning.
You wouldn't let me merge when my blinker was on. Off of his head.
You don't have cars back then, Dave. Your horse and carriage.
Horses.
I would
not
bring a car with me back to medieval times.
You'd be like Henry VIII.
Like, can you imagine going back to like when David and Goliath fought and just showing up in a monster truck? The hell is that? That's Farah. He's drunk. Gravedigger. No? All right.
I'm just listening.
might be hard to navigate.
Yeah.
I'd go back a few months before I got married with a note that says, "Don't do it. Trust me."
Someone said I would go back to dinosaur times and bring back a T-Rex.
You bring back a T-Rex? Don't you
They're
do that?
They're going to eat you on the way.
Are you
allowed to be in the time machine with a T-Rex?
I don't think you're allowed to come back. This is a one-way ticket.
Oh, really?
Oh, how we're doing it?
Well, what's the point then?
This is what you get. That's a one-way ticket. Well, you don't get to go back in time.
That person's going to get eaten.
That's it. That's on you. Going back to the cave person times and dinosaurs.
I do like on Facebook that there is some very noble people that want to use this for good. For example, going back to London, 1888, I have a ripper to catch.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
I guess I'd also bring like penicillin or something to help cure a bunch of diseases.
Yeah.
Yeah, but are we going to get more super bugs? Is that what's going on? Like, problem we're having right now?
Yeah, what is it? The super resistant, the super gonorrhea or whatever it was?
Super gonorrhea.
Can't be any worse than, like, the Black Plague.
Right?
Yeah.
Jesse said the Dark Ages with a binder full of how-to articles. Pretend I'm Merlin. Pamela said 80s era, winning lottery numbers. I get that.
Yeah.
Okay. Teresa, I don't think I understood the question. She just said my youth.
Could take her youth.
Yeah. Kristen said proof of purchase in Apple stock.
Oh.
Now, there's just a couple that we just missed the boat on, right? I mean.
But I feel like even in middle school or in we knew that Apple was going to work back then and it took a dip and then, you know, we would have cashed out way too soon.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
We're like, man, let me get some of that cash. We would never hold out.
And then this one coming to us from Royal on Facebook. Ancient Greece. I'd bring Twinkies.
Do you think that would blow their mind?
Hell yeah, it would blow their mind. Even today, what in the hell is a Twinkie?
It's a spongy cake,
right?
Filled with cream.
But what is it? If somebody said, "Here is $1 million, and you get to keep it if you can recreate a Twinkie," you have 24 hours.
Like a spongy cake, and you fill it with whipped cream.
Yeah. I feel like I could probably recreate something very similar to
a
Twinkie.
Don't either of you could even make a cake. When's the last time either of you made a cake?
Yesterday.
You did not make a cake yesterday.
I made banana bread.
That's different.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.